Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hood Talk Radio with Cleveland's own Emax the Image, where we unravel the facts and bring the truth out of the lies to wake up everybody. It's Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talk about it, they talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. You talking about it, we talk about it, they talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it, Hood Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello, what's going on, fam?
I'm trying to speak to Al Porter.
Oh, this is Emax. This is Hood Talk Radio. Al Porter show is on Monday.
Oh, yeah, Monday. All right.
Al Porter,
have any contact with him?
Oh, yeah, I have contact with him every day.
All right, well, I'm trying to leave my number with him. This one is all artists that he used to promote, and I need to talk to him. I need to have him call me or text me.
Okay, and what's your name?
My name King Dre.
Who?
King Dre, like King Tech, King
oh,
Dre,
King
D-R-E.
Dre. Oh, okay, okay. Well, when I talk to him, I'll let him know. I sure will.
You going to write the number down?
No, this is not no answering service, dude. This is a radio show.
Okay, okay. This is a radio show.
I'm on the air right now. Yeah.
Oh, well, shit, give me a shout-out, man, because I'm calling from a cell phone from the joint, though, just holding it down, just doing real nigga shit, man. You know, I got 90 days to the street. You know, I'm one of the hottest artists out the city. That's why Al, you know, indulged with me. But I had.
All right, well, I'm trying to check out
then. Oh, it's live right now then. So, you know, I want everybody to know, you know, it's King Dre Obama coming home August 7th. I got a lot of hot music, positive, for the clubs, you know, for the streets. I'm a jack of all trades, you know. Real things happen for real individuals, you know. So,
and
you know
I'll
be home shortly.
All right, man, well, that's what's up, man. Keep in touch. You know what I'm saying?
I'm keeping my head up no matter the situation. I'm keeping my head up no matter the situation. You know? Shout out to my niggas in Lake Erie. All right. One.
And that's what's up. Yep. So y'all heard him, man. That was King Dre. You know what I'm saying? He'll be out here soon, man. So y'all be looking out for some new hot shit from that brother. And just let him know that.
They can follow me at Leandre King Dre Harris at Facebook, and y'all can follow me at King Dre Jesus on Twitter. I'm going to have an IG soon if I touch, you know. And shout out to everybody listening to this radio station, you know, keeping it real, holding it down for us once again.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to Al Porter, too.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So I got you, fam. We'll put you down with that, and everybody got the shout-outs and everything. Just remember, the Al show come on 9 o'clock on Monday, where you can speak to him personally.
9 o'clock on Monday?
Yep.
All right. 9 o'clock on Monday. One.
Yep. That's what's up, fam. That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what I'm talking about, man. You know what I'm saying? Keeping your shit tight. Here's to the street. And everything won. So that's King Dre calling from a cell phone and a link. But it's all good. That's what we do. So back to what I was saying, man, about these, you know, these police that we deal with, the state troopers and you know, and such and such. You know, we don't necessarily have to have him in our mix. For some strange reason, man, I did not know that my motherfucking phone was on mute. So I went through about 5 minutes at the head of the show. Y'all didn't hear him just say a word, all right? Sorry about that. But in any event, it's your boy E-Max, man. You tuned in to Hood Talk Radio. 646-478-0944. That's the number to call in. You know what I'm saying? Let everybody know what you up to, what you talking about, and all that good shit. Because we here, and we looking for you. So the topic was the state police being in the hood. You know, what's with that? You know what I'm saying? We out here in the hood, you know what I'm saying? We got an issue with that. Now, one of the things that fuck everybody up in the whole game is the fact that we don't say nothing. You know what I mean? We don't say a word, man. We let the state troopers come into our neighborhoods and do what we want to do. You know, say what they want to say. You know, beat up who they want to beat up, man. And the shit just don't make no damn sense. You know what I mean? I'm just fucking up over here. I don't really know what I'm going to do about this damn camera, but I'm going to figure out something, you know what I'm saying? It's your boy, E-Max, and we're going to get into one of these here songs, man. I'll be back in a minute. Peace.
We about to party hard, people.
We about to party.
You need to throw your hands in the air when you get in the gym.
Hey.
Just party with the boys.
Hey.
Poetry thing.
Yes, sir.
Have to party. Carnival rage.
One time.
We in this building.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Hey.
We in the club scene.
Club.
Watching lights flash. I'm headed to the bar like the 50-yard dash. I'm about to get a drink. It's only instinct. That with a little liquor, everything is insane. You might as well say, I'm looking pretty fly. They checking for the kid, yeah, he the big guy. He headed for the stage, he rapping from a rave. He about to make the crowd jump like they was in his way. The party beating hard, and everybody moving. Even people on the wall, you can see them grooving. Now pay attention to the beat, can you rock that? And pay attention to the groove, can you stop that? Now this another club banger, can you top that? If you ain't rocking with the kids, you need to drop back. You need to take a lesson in how to rock a stage. First lesson free, next lesson you gotta pay. We coming to the party, and we gon' party hard. We gon' party hard, we gon' party hard. They set the club down, cause we party hard. Cause we party hard, cause we party hard. Go to the after party, where we gon' party hard. We gon' party hard, we gon' party hard. You think the party over? You think it's all a wrap? Next sunset, we bringin' the party back. We bout to lead the party, home to the after party. Grab a couple chicks, make them act naughty. Move through the crowd, exit stage right. Hit the liquor store, I ain't drank all night. The after party crowded, you can barely move. Let's take it outside, they got plenty room. DJ spin the track, let's bring this party back. See, this the after party, ain't no party after that. Let's turn the music up, and bring the hate down. If you got a bottle, pass your drink around. If you smoke trees, then go and light it up. I hope you came to party, cause we party tough. I got smoke screen, props the problem too. I see elementals, he know what to do. The beat is off the chain, the roof you did your thing. I'm about to go and party, let the chorus do its thing. We coming to the party, and we gon' party hard. We gon' party hard, we gon' party hard. They set the club down, cause we party hard. Cause we party hard, cause we party hard. Go to the after party, where we gon' party hard. We gon' party hard, we gon' party hard. You think the party over? You think it's all a wrap? Next sunset, we bringin' the party back. We comin' to the party, and we gon' party hard. We gon' party hard, we gon' party hard. They set the club down, cause we party hard. Cause we party hard, cause we party hard. Go to the after party, where we gon' party hard. We gon' party hard, we gon' party hard. You think the party over? You think it's all a wrap? Next sunset, we bringin' the party back. We'll be right back.
telling y'all, we get that shit on. Alright? We bringing the party back. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's your boy, E-Max, man. And I'm telling you, we got some good shit for you today. Ain't no joke. Ain't no joke. 646-478-0944. That's the number to call in if you want to holler at your dude, man. We was just talking about, you know, like state troopers and shit invading our motherfucking neighborhoods. But like I said, it's usually just to, you know, provide that illusion that dealing with the city police is a little bit better. You know what I'm saying? I don't like dealing with any one of them. You know what I'm saying? Whatever, you know, shit they bring into the table, let them bring into the table, it's their jobs. You know what I'm saying? We can't stop the police from doing, you know, what they're supposed to do. It's just, you know, fact of the matter. You know what I mean? But the whole thing is that what we doing is dealing with these people. You know what I'm saying? We living in this system, man. And so at this point in time, all of us need to find, you know, some place where we can educate ourselves for one. You know what I'm saying? Stop acting like idiots for two. Just like tonight, I was at a bus stop, walking past a bus stop, going to the store. And there was these three little guys in the bus stop, and they was, you know, messing with some old dude who wasn't messing with them. You know what I'm saying? He was sitting on the floor, you know what I'm saying, had his little, you know, Heineken. You know what I'm saying? I mean, dude was getting it in, you know what I'm saying? Had his little Heineken jumping off and was sitting on the floor, on the ground, you know what I'm saying, getting drunk. These little guys started, you know, fucking with him and shit. And was really just talking shit to him, you know what I'm saying, everything. I don't know. Maybe it was meant for me to walk up and stand there because I pretty much said, the dude just drunk, man. Leave him alone. You know what I'm saying? Because like most motherfuckers that drink, he was just sitting there talking shit. And really, the little niggas was getting irritated. And I wouldn't say irritated because to me, they were looking for some shit to do. They went from the bus stop to Popeye's Chicken on 130th and Buckeye. So who knows what they did when they went in there. Did they buy some chicken? I don't know. Do you know? We don't know. You know what I'm saying? That's some funny shit. You know what I mean? But the number to call on a Wednesday night is 646-478-0944. You know what I'm saying? If you're watching this video on YouTube, on Facebook, you missed it. But you can still call in next week or don't act like that, you know what I'm saying? Me, myself, personally, you know what I'm saying, I do a lot to try and bring y'all into some great conversations over here on Hood Talk Radio. We got, you know, Hood Tunes Radio on Fridays and shit, you know what I'm saying? So we're doing a few things to try to entertain you, open your mind to a few things. Like last week we was talking about the definition of Facebook, those two words. A lot of people didn't get that, so that ain't my fault. But in a minute, we're going to talk about some shit that goes on everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Don't nobody really want to acknowledge it. But you notice how these banks is like bullying you and shit. People forget that we hold the keys to the banking system. You know what I'm saying? They don't hold us. We hold them. All right? So, y'all be careful when y'all holding up these bank accounts and everything. And y'all don't know what I'm talking about. All right? This your boy, E-Max and Image. I'm going to be back in a minute after this break. It's Al Porter Jr. against the grain. Talk radio.
Yeah. See, they ain't ready for us. I was watching Lucifer.
in the block and getting knocked. The only thing I knew was the block. And everybody else being castrated. He couldn't reach. And now she feel the bug. She sell her soul in the street. She feel the thug. He feel the drug. Of that lie, of that lie back. Of the mirror, of that Keisha. And everybody file back. Tell me what you know about that loud back. I tell you where that loud at. And I tell you where that style at. Yeah, I be instrumented coming down in Grandy. Say Mr. Motley, blackout sounds, you know we can. Yeah, I keep on making beats, really off the stand quick. Every time I come, it's critical, I'm off the stand, yeah. But I feel MJ, to the day I feel for Fraction. To back to Martin Luther King, what that happened? My people went to jokes, to an all-high, and to sexism. To they feel, to they drive, to this Illuminati. And they play with their body to any rules. And everybody acting naughty. I done told you from the loose. I told you about the great goose. Nothing in the booth. Live a room, I done speak the truth.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
I started days of old, drop top 9-8. Before the Gucci lame, the Waka Flocka flambés. Out the gate, I spoke real to adults and youth. The critics told me they can't handle the truth. Knowledge of self, my ancestors, they wore crowns. This mental monarch couldn't dumb his words down. If the lies on the left, I'ma turn right. My neighborhood needs a light just to shine bright. Now when I started, Mayor White was acting white, huh? And the cops would shoot us down on sight. New mayor, but now we taking our own lives. Police now shoot us 137 times. It's real life, and all my people are feeling pain. Refuse to rap the same like Trinidad James. Like Django Unchained, you can bring whips to cause pain. Whip me till I bleed, I'm going against the grain.
Something in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
Every morning when I wake up, I'm thinking about a mix-up that's gonna get me messed up. Sometimes I'm thinking about trying to slow up, and I gotta do that or stay strapped. Cause when it comes to this rap, it becomes just another day in the life for Endo Dubset. Cause I ain't gotta perpetrate my life in the trap. If I say I did it, I lived it, and it's a straight known fact. Cause when these rappers going loud and they song saying that they did that, that's when they play with their demons in the closet doing that real nasty crap. How many times have I told you my career don't involve around that? That'll get you caught in a delicate situation called the dirt nap. In my city, we don't mislead it, coming down trying to cap. We stay away from wannabe gangsters and disrespectful hood rats. So while you sleeping on the house like you gone off that crack, BHS gon' have an alliance bigger than a college frat. And if you don't wanna be looked at as the world's biggest sap, then get your head in the right direction and off the next man's lap. Yeah.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
How's it gonna work? 646-478-0944, man. That's the number to call in right here. Speak to your host, D-Mac the Image, you know what I'm saying? And we ain't planning this, man. We ain't planning. We doing some things around here that's making some folks, like, kind of question you know, what's going on with us and what we're doing over here at Var City Music. Well, for the most part, I just want to say that we're doing what we do, man. You know what I'm saying? I always have some ideas or some things that's going on in my neighborhood. I don't necessarily know about it, what's going on in yours, but in my neck of the woods, man, we got some stupid shit jumping off. You know what I'm saying? We do a lot of research about words and some history and, you know, the origins of some of these things that we live and die for that everybody really, really, really needs to know the truth about. Truth is, man, we've been messed up for a long time, you know what I'm saying? And I can't help it. You know what I'm saying? I can't help it now. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing what I can, spreading what I can, you know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, I'm only one person. You know what I'm saying? I can't do everything. You know what I'm saying? I can't say all of the right words, you know what I'm saying? Say, hey, everybody open up a book and start reading. And with that book, get the dictionary and don't just start reading the first definition of the word that you want to know. Pretty much, man, you got to go, you know, all over that damn dictionary, man. You can't just stop in one spot like, okay, Jane, a girl's name, you know what I'm saying? That's not enough. You got to go down to like the third and the fourth dictionary, you know, definition that they give you. Because I'm going to tell you the truth. On faith, I found seven different different definitions of faith in Webster's. Plain old dictionary. Seven definitions, man, and it meant seven different things all the way around, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't a sound. So you got to be careful, you know what I'm saying, with the words that we choose and the words that we listen to and things that we agree to based on what we hear. It's better to do a little bit of research on your own, you know what I'm saying? That's the best thing to do. So I'm sitting in the studio, man, just writing some tracks, you know what I'm saying, talking here and just coming up with some things, man, that just puzzle me about the way we as people, you know what I'm saying, get along with the rest of the world. Now, it's funny because I noticed that here we are in this economic crisis right now and all these white people are starting to feel it, you know what I'm saying, whereas we've been feeling this economic crunch all of our lives and nobody said nothing to us about it. Nobody gave us no outs. There weren't warnings all over the internet, you know what I'm saying, about some things that we can do to make things a little bit better for us. What, none of that. So for us to be in a position that we are right now with so many people wanting to help and all these ideas to get out of this crunch and everybody getting together and, you know, just stamping out the problem of these, the powers that be, you know what I'm saying? But it's going to take a little bit more then some InfoWars and some Challenger and Teslinger and all of those guys. It's going to take a little bit more, unfortunately, for them saying what they say and, you know, opening up the information airwaves on what they do for people to really get a grasp on what's going on in our society. I mean, look how many people right now are starting to believe this little alien theory or this creation story, you know what I'm saying, the things that's going on out here in the world that just don't seem right. You know what I'm saying? I guess that's the word I'm looking for. It don't seem right. Because what we're learning now is something totally different than what we've been learning. You know what I'm saying? And that is the main problem. And there's so many people saying the same thing, and it's not just because it seems like it's true, but it leaves that question mark in your head, you know what I'm saying? You're like, with all of this stuff here, man, what's really, really going on, you know what I'm saying? You're puffing on your little burners and shit, you know? And, like, right now, I'm just going to run through a little playlist for y'all, because I do more than just read and write, unfortunately, you know what I mean? I kind of, you know, what they call make beats, you know, what the hell is that? Write music. But I'm affected by what's going on in our world. I'm affected by what's going on in my planet. You know, and I'm sitting here and I'm blowing my bud, you know, got my miles too. You know what I'm saying? I don't want motherfuckers to legalize marijuana, I'm telling you right now. That's one of the problems that's going on with these stupid ass kids today. They can't handle that shit. So they stepped up their shit and they started popping pills. I never understood that. You know, this fascination with pills, it must be a chemical thing that they done did to, you know, the youth. Because I swear, man, I'm not getting it. So, we're going to keep that shit moving. You know what I'm saying? Lots of times, like today, you know, I'm catching a bus, you know what I'm saying, just getting around the city and shit, taking a tour of what's going on out here and just seeing what I could see, man, because truth of the matter is, man, this world is all this shit. You know, I can't understand why we let ourselves go to the point that all we do is watch TV and stay on Facebook and Instagram. You know, a lot of motherfuckers be on Instagram and they start out a good thing, you know, promoting what you do, you know, dropping your CDs and shit. But that shit don't mean nothing. You know, it don't mean nothing. Everybody taking selfies and putting them up here and shit, that don't mean nothing. How about, I was at Little Miss Sunshine's house the other day and she showed me a post where a teenager, you know what I'm saying? This dude, black dude, he don't even look. I want to send a shout-out to him. I don't know him. I just want to send a shout-out to him from Cleveland, Ohio, E-Master Image, you know, Hood Talk Radio. You always welcome to come and do, you know what I'm saying, an interview. You know, 646-478-0944. That's on Wednesday night, Eastern Standard Time, from 9 to 10:30 p.m. Just press 1 and ask to speak to E-Master. Shameless plug, I know. But dude is a 5.0. Okay, I am holding up five fingers for all y'all that can't see. 5.0, man. Actually, 5.03 and some change. You know what I'm saying? On the GPA scale. They're better than 2100 on the SATs. You know what I'm saying? And this guy was put out there in the headlines because it was unbelievable because of the way he looked. You know what I'm saying? He looks straight like a thug, man. There's nobody taking him serious, man. The boy was not taken serious, but he stayed focused. You know what I'm saying? He stayed focused and did what he had to do and made sure that his shit, so y'all know, it's your boy E-Max the Image, and we getting ready to play another song on Hood Talk Radio. So I'll be back. And y'all stay in the motherfucking woo. It's your boy, man. It's called A Better One. Hood Talk Radio. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. That was an old track by your boy E-Max Image, man. People still like that, so I still play it. I see we got another phone call, and we're going to get to that call in just a second. I just want everybody to know that you can call up tonight, and you can call up any Wednesday night from 9 to 10:30 p.m. at 646-478-0944 and express yourself. It's Hood Talk Radio. It's a reason why we call it Hood Talk Radio. Don't get it confused, you know what I'm saying, with no ignorant shit and none of that, dude. This is just some concerned black people, responsible black people, man. I really want to have a voice out here, not just make noise. We need a voice. So we provide that platform. So we're going to go to the telephone lines and see what's going out there. 786 area code, 488. What's good? Hello. 786.
Good evening. This is Christian Clark representing Network for Neighborhood Success and the Neighborhood Voice. And here's your weekly sports report, The Pulse. In the NBA, there has been rumors for years that Kyrie Irving and Deion Waiters didn't like each other. But a couple of days ago, Kyrie Irving squashed all that by saying, and I quote, "Honestly, on the court and off the court, we are best friends," end quote. Unfortunately for the Cavs, though, if the Hawks win another game, they are out of the playoffs. If so, their biggest decision comes if they should try to trade Kyrie Irving or should they try to get him to sign an extension. Now in the NCAA March Madness tournament, with Kentucky and UConn facing off in the finals, it was a great and enjoyable game to watch. But in the end, UConn edged out Kentucky 70-64 with Shabazz Napier winning the Final Four MVP. Now the history, sports history for today. In 1912, the first baseball game was played. Also, in 1941, the PGA made the golf. This was your weekly sports report. Now, back to E-Max.
All right, all right. So you know what that is, man. Christian Clark doing what he do right here on Hood Talk Radio. We appreciate that, especially the historical moment. 1912, y'all. 1912. That's a long time ago. So y'all know how long we've been getting sports, man. Y'all know. And I thank you very much, sir. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, too.
And may all your information come to you speedily. I appreciate that. I appreciate that, man. Excellent. Excellent. So, y'all know what it is, man. So, anytime y'all need to know what's going out there in y'all sports world, y'all tune in to any one of the Hood Family Network shows. These are our porters, Man in the Streets, on Monday nights. Of course, you know about Hood Talk Radio on Wednesday night and Hood Tunes Radio Friday and Saturday. Now, y'all know I'm a DJ on the side, so sometimes if y'all don't hear my voice, that don't mean you can't call in and talk. You can still call in and do what you want to do, you know what I'm saying? We say what we want to say, and that's just on the weekends, because I usually DJ on the weekends and shit, so everything is good. I had a wonderful, wonderful conversation with a sister earlier, you know what I'm saying, and it is just amazing, you know what I'm saying, how much people are becoming and have become enlightened on so many things and so many aspects of life. You know what I'm saying? Let me say one thing right quick.
What is on my back?
How you doing there? How you doing there?
I'm good now.
If y'all want to, you can put your phone on mute and just listen, or if you wanted to say something, you know what I'm saying, just let me know. Even if you had to hang up and call back, then I know you wanted to say something else, all right?
All righty.
All right. So that's what's up, y'all. We try to keep everything clean. So look, this is primarily the thing that's got me tripped up right now, and this is all of this madness that's going on with the these bankers, man. What's going on with the world bankers, man. They doing some shit out here now. People getting killed. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's stuff all over the internet. Man, y'all got to get out there and look at this because there's some shit jumping out right now. And I don't understand it. I really don't understand it, man. I had something for you tonight. We had itinerary for you tonight. We was going with a couple of topics that we had already discussed a little earlier. You know what I'm saying? With a few people at the round table. I don't call them the head table, but this is, you know, we sit and put our heads together. So however you want to look at it. But the thing that has really, really smashed me up is the fact that all of these bankers from all over the world, top managers, account management, bank presidents, they just getting smashed. And like I said earlier, one of these dudes got hit up with a nail gun. A nail gun, okay? Another dude jumped, climbed over a fence, a 10-foot fence, and then leaped off of a bridge that was like 50 feet. You know what I'm saying? Killed himself. Check it out, man. Because I don't know all of the details, but I do know that, like, the man that run the bank of Germany, some Amsterdam, they had a fire, you know what I'm saying? Amsterdam, where the place, the bank where they hold all of the documents and financial records of this, you know, one bank out there just got destroyed. So, you know, let's you know, pay attention to those types of things because, you know, one of the reasons why they showing it to you is because they want you to know. You know what I'm saying? We getting shit in plain sight and not even paying attention to it. So we got to stop doing that. We got to start doing our research. I appreciate you, Facebook. I appreciate you, Instagram, and Tag, and Zeus, and all of them. LinkedIn, everybody, Gmail, Yahoo, Google. You know, not one against the other because they all are here for the same purpose, to provide us a service. So provide that service and let us get where we need to get so that we can make better decisions on where we shop, what we do, who we deal with, this, that, and the other. Like a lot of people, like myself, use Mozilla Firefox. Did you know that the man that ran Mozilla Firefox was, you know, because he had a stance on gay people that made him quit his job? So, I mean, hell. It's things like that that the world is turning around into a place, man, where, you know, we really don't know what's going on out here. You know what I'm saying? We really don't know. So we're going to go back to 786 and see if they want to talk. They can just chime on in. And basically, read the newspaper a little bit. You ain't going to get all of the lines in the newspaper, but go to some of those links on the internet. Google some shit. Yahoo some shit. You know, Bing some things. Whatever you need to do. YouTube some stuff. But you got to know what's going on out here. You got to pay attention to it. Because if you don't pay attention to it, then you're just going to be like one of those people that walk across the street and don't know whether the light is green or not. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't know whether the light is green, I mean, you ain't looking up. And somebody come running over you, you're going to be mad at them because they smashed you. And you're going to want to sue them, but you're the one looking down at your phone, typing in how you walking across the street right now. You know what I'm saying? And this lady got her bags dragging the ground. You know, some dude about to lose his anything, but while I'm walking past and I'm looking at the number scrolling across the New York Stock Exchange or the bank, and it says that we're in a worse recession than they want to say we're in. You know what I'm saying? So think about it, man. There's so much information out there that we can use. There's so much information out there that we can actually turn around and make an action plan out of. But do we? We pass it off like we'll let those who like to hike on top of the mountains hike on top of the mountains. And we ain't doing it because we don't want to do that. We don't want to go to the moon. You know what I'm saying? But the reason why we in the position that we in now is because we don't want to go to the moon. They do. They hike to the top of the mountains. And when they find shit up there, they claim it as their own. And then we get mad because they turn it around and say they did it. When the truth of the matter is that they didn't. They just found it. You know what I mean? So if you found a 1,000-year-old wallet, does that mean you made it? You can tell where you found it. You can say what it was made of when you found it, but That just means somebody lost it or they left it there for you to find. So let's be real about a lot of the things that, you know, we're doing. Let's do more research than we're doing. Let's look more into the actual meaning of what somebody is saying to us than just what they're saying. You know what I'm saying? Don't believe everything you hear. It's your boy, Max, and we are going to do, let's see, what song? I'll get some water, man. Games. I'm going to play this song right here. Just for a minute. We'll be back. Hood Talk Radio. All day long, all day long. That was called Games, y'all. E-Max the Image. And we are going to go straight into the phone lines. No room for hesitation. Let's get it in. 216-704, what it do?
having me a good time. You want to know why, Brother E-Max?
What's up, man?
Oh, man, I know, man. I got to figure out a way to work this in because I don't want to be light drop because I'm on, like, Aiken Reed or something like that. So I know it's still in on a Wednesday night. So what I'll just say real quick and save it, I just want to thank my brother, man, E-Max the Image, for coming out last Friday evening. And really, man, being a part of the headline act, which featured, of course, of all people, Brother Art McCoy interrupting me. His girlfriend has interrupted me. My mama jumping off the hook and a few other things that happened, and even Suave Gotti kind of his way on the mic. So I just want to get off of that subject and say real quick, for those who want to know anything else, we will be blessed because we have a hip-hop workshop that's coming up this Saturday. Our 149th one, 10 years doing this, and we will be at 1899 Euclid Avenue, but the building is right there in between Euclid. You can enter it off of Chester because that building is large. So anyway, it is on 1899 Euclid, and it's the large room 36 of the main classroom building. And from 2 to 6, we don't care if it's gangster, we don't care if it's club, spiritual, dance, musician, whatever it is, come through and definitely, definitely, definitely enjoy yourselves. We plan on having people on hand. I should have some new music to drop off before the radio show on Monday. But next Monday,
okay.
And that means you'll have music for hood tunes and everything like that. So I just want to throw those things out there and also put out there, man, now to get back on the topic of this night, man, doing what it is that we do, I just want to let people know up front that we've been very blessed, slowly but surely, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, no longer meets at the McCall. We now have moved across the street into a storefront. So we're at 14517. Okay. It's like the intersection of Lee and Euclid, right across the street from the McCall. So
all right.
Very
all right.
Because our goal is to get out of the storefront and possibly have our own building within another five or six months. So that's what we're like starting to do.
And that's good, man. Got to move forward. Got to move forward, man. I appreciate that. I got a phone call earlier in the show today.
Go
ahead. King Dre wanted to holler at you and let you know that, you know, and everybody else that he'll be dropping something new, but he'll probably call the show Monday night because, you know, he just called.
Cool.
So, yeah.
All right,
I'm
glad.
He was in a situation where he couldn't just, but I let him know that he could call you on Monday night and chop it up with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Ain't good. We got our beautiful news report tonight, you know what I'm saying, from Christian Clark and the Celtics.
Nice.
You know, out there doing their thing in the sports history moment. Very, very, very informative, man.
That's cool, Kev. And I want to also say when it comes to progression, man, when you tell the truth and you stick to what it is that you're putting out there, nobody can stop you. And before I break anything away from the show, when I say that, man, I love the Hood Talk Radio that you all didn't break format or do your best to get out there and say, I want to do something different from what's going on. And the reason that I say that is because, man, I respect the fact that when you came through last Friday evening, those cards that you had,
yeah,
like it was like the postcard flyers that listed shows and everything like that was very impressive. It really showed that there's been growth and that people really do want to hear the truth. You might not want to call in, but they feel good enough that they can go straight to online and listen to the facts. And I appreciate the fact that people are actually tuning in like that. and that growth is out there. So I just want to throw that out there.
Oh, yeah, and I appreciate that too, man. It's amazing. And I appreciate it because you don't always have to call in. I understand, like, there's a lot of people that I know, you know, they'll send me a text message or, you know, email or hit me on Facebook, good show, or
right.
something like that, you know. But I appreciate that, too, because I respect people's jobs and everything and, you know, not
mm-hmm.
wanting to, you know, put themselves out there, what have you. But this ain't nothing negative, you know what I'm saying? This is nothing negative. This ain't called run around the world and kill all the white people, you know. I'm not
right.
on that shit. You know, the truth of the matter is, right now, we all in the same boat. You know what I'm saying? We all in the same boat. But what I find extraordinarily funny, and nobody is seeming to pay attention to this, Al, just like the 9/11. It took all the comedians to come out the woodwork to start making jokes about how when they brought down Inky the World Trade Tower 1 and 2, I don't know if a lot of people knew that that was the names that they gave those towers. Inky and Enlil. Now, if they gave, now, I'm not trying to deviate, but if they gave the Twin Towers nicknames Inky and Enlil, okay?
Wow.
Where do you think those come from?
Wow.
I'm going to give everybody a chance to soak that up. Get on the Facebook or whatever and type in Inky or type in Enlil. You can spell it the way you want to, E-N-K-I or E-N-L-I. Enlil. If these boys go back 435,000 years. Now, I don't think the Twin Towers was 435,000 years old.
No.
Here's something about it. Okay. It gives you something to think about. Like Arsenio
yes,
said. They can say, Inky and Enlil, y'all. Check that shit out. World Trade
wow.
Okay? Another fact. And Al, I wanted to ask you, I'm glad you called, because I wanted to know, had you heard anything about all of these world bankers killing themselves, supposedly?
Yes.
You think that to be a strange occurrence? You know?
No.
Based on the history of this country, based on the history of the fact that there has never been, a straight politician, okay? There's never been a politician that has been straight with anybody. What's up, Rob? Never. Look, man, banks make money off people who don't understand the policies. Banks make money off their damn employees. Okay?
Right.
What's going on with the banking system that all their heads, and even in the Bank of America, is some of the most prominent people in the world got millions in their bankers walking up in there and taking their money out? Right now, that has me to a place where, okay, we'll talk about world history and all of that shit maybe next week. Because this week I got to pose a question to everybody that can hear me and everybody that's listening. What the hell is going on with all of these bankers shooting themselves in the head? Now, the dude that shot himself in the head with a nail gun, shot himself about 4 or 5 times in the head, the face, the neck, he did it with a nail gun. Okay. To itself.
Go ahead.
To itself. How the hell you gonna shoot yourself that many times with a nail gun?
Thank you.
Okay. If you prick your finger with a sewing needle, I don't care. You could be Hulk Hogan. John Cena. Well, I was watching your show. You know, the Swamp Boys. Down there, turning over them big old monster gators.
Yep.
Gator snap at his finger and pricked him and drew a little bit of blood. Man, that boy hollered and hooped in that boat and then got mad. So you shoot yourself one time with a nail gun. You ain't even got to shoot yourself in the head. Shoot yourself in the
foot, right.
Or in the hand, on the arm, or something like that. See how you holler. This man shot himself multiple times in the head, shot himself a couple times in the neck and the chest, to himself. Hey, everybody needs to find out what's going on with these world bangers. See, this is what I was trying to say. I was talking to a young man at the bus stop. Well, I can't call him. I'm going to call him a man because he was a little older than me. He promised he was going to call in. He was going to finish our debate. But I'm trying to tell these people that crap with that airplane was just a smoke screen for something else that's going on. And guess what came up under the smoke screen? All of these bangers committing suicide. 4 or 5 of them in a week.
Yes.
So what is that saying? What are they telling us with their deaths? What are we supposed to be looking forward to? Okay? If something going on, if something that's getting ready to happen, if it ain't happened already, and these motherfuckers is like, I don't want no parts of it.
Right.
And so these people is taking them out. They ain't killing themselves. You know, but if I'm the one that opened up the radio station and says, today in today's news, somebody was found dead in the steps of WCYO. Later on, then everybody's going to be like, whoa, wait a minute, what did you say? And they're going to never talk about it again.
That's true.
Because you listen to WCYO, and they ain't going to go into detail about that dead body that I walked past this morning coming up my steps to my radio show. But it's a dead body in my hallway. What the hell? Come on, man. I can't talk about that. Then I'll be the next dead body in my hallway. So when I came up to sit down in my booth, there was a man in a suit. Said, don't talk about the dead body in the hallway, okay? I said, okay. Later on in the news, the weather's going to be 53 tomorrow. Kind of rainy, you know? You're going to do what you got to do.
True.
But in the same token, you know what I'm saying, we got to be true to ourselves, man. So let's find out what's going on and why all of these bankers are suddenly killing themselves all over the world.
Yes.
Not just any banker. These are the presidents. These are the key holders. These are the wardens. For all y'all that don't understand the other shit. Okay? It's like the warden going around killing all the motherfucking inmates that have been there 50 years. And all the new inmates going to follow the rules, the new rules. Y'all going to die too.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the old inmates is jumping off the fifth tier because, you know, they don't want no parts of what's getting ready to go down. So they finna shake down the whole prison. You know what I'm saying? So look at it that way. So let's all investigate and find out what the hell is going on, why these bankers killing themselves. I don't see nothing else to do. Because we need to know this shit. You know, even though it might have happened already and we just now getting information like normally, we get shit late, and that's because now, whether you realize it or not, they want to filter everything. So, say it any damn way. Say what you want to say. You know what I mean?
So,
I have no problem whatsoever with sharing information with people and this and that and the other. Hell, I don't even know why
right.
He would try to come after me or anything because I learned it watching the shit y'all put out here. And it's called deciphering the information. That's the best thing you can do with any bit of information you can get from anybody, decipher it. Because if you don't decipher it for yourself, then you're going to think and your views and your thoughts are going to be exactly the same as the person that put that information in you. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't understand the process of thought. I can give you a thought right now. I can put a thought in your mind right now, and you'll think about it. Not that you wanted to think about it or that you were, but that I was an outside entity that came in and said, hey, and I said something to you, and it made you think. You know what I'm saying? About something that you normally wouldn't. Or didn't think about. Not that you wanted to, you didn't want to, but now here's something that makes your mind move. Ain't that something? The power of the mind. So don't ever feel like you can't, you know, move somebody just by saying something to them.
Right.
We got Jesus joining the conversation. So, you know, it's really about what our government is doing to us, the media, and when I say the media, our visuals. Television. You know what I'm saying? When they tell you something, you only going to see what they want you to see, and that's what you're going to buy into. So if we started our own television, they would quickly shut us down.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Quickly shut us down. I wonder why there ain't too many shows on TV 20 now. You know? It ain't too many shows on public access channels.
No.
What's going on with that, man? Something was going on. People don't want to say nothing no more. You know? So what's going on, 216-991? You on Al Porter, E-Max. This is Hood Talk Radio. Who is this?
Shit, you know what it is, that dog.
What's up, man?
Oh, nothing much, man. Shit. I'm just trying to plug in, catch the tail end, see what's cracking in the world.
Mm.
We was just talking about them. I know you know. The world bankers are killing themselves all over the place, man. What's going on with that?
Well, right now, when they start calling in them notes and they ain't got that money, what you gonna do?
Hey.
Got to become that sacrificial limb.
See?
That's what I call it. I mean, hey, we've been playing the game of being sacrificed through all out the whole mission.
Hey, you know, and that's the truth, man. And the whole thing is, it's about the world bankers, man. The Federal Reserve, dude. The Federal Reserve is really trying to get everybody in the world. Oh, and just to prove my point, went to Walmart, man, and saw that little bioscanner thing standing in the middle of the fucking store. I'm like, what the hell is that? And it was like, please scan your wrist. I was like, what? RFID, nigga.
All right, so what'd that tell you?
Whoever got that chip already, you ain't purchased shit. Oh,
that's
man,
right.
I saw a commercial.
That's going to be installed in your driver's license and in your credit cards.
They already got them, dog. See, they got them.
They got them, but yet it's not really being implemented yet. See, this is the trick because, see, right now you got to first create the distraction to make the people want it.
They already did. Hey, hold on. Stop that thought right there. I'm going to tell you when they gave everybody the thought to want it. Remember the commercial? It was funny that they used one of the black athletes for the shit, okay? They had a marathon or some type of long-distance race, and this black motherfucker was running through the city, and he got thirsty. So he didn't have time to stop into the store, so he ran through the store and got his Slurpee, and instead of swiping his motherfucking card, he just held it up to the little pay pass counter, bloop, and kept on running. Okay?
Yep.
There it was right there. Oh, we want one of those. Now we don't have to stand in line with these unruly ninjas who can spend money here too. That's when they put it out there that you want one of these. And now they're putting it out there that if you have a PayPal-enabled credit card or debit card, you might want to deactivate it because for some strange reason, registers are going crazy when people walk past the store. So if you got a PayPal in your pocket and you walk past the store that the register got a PayPal activated, it just might charge you for something. You don't even know.
Well, I'll give you one. I'm gonna go off the grid a little bit here with this one.
Okay.
I want to know what everybody planning on doing about the damn radiation that's coming out of Fukushima nuclear reactor, and that shit is just all flowing out into the ocean and everything. Now, with that happening right now, over the next 20 years, if no one do nothing and just leave it up to China and them to be responsible for their own cleanup, then all our water, old fucking water source tables and everything would be all destroyed due to the fact that it's now contaminated water.
Right.
And the only fresh water that you would be getting would be the water that's coming down from the mountains.
Mm.
Oh,
yes. So once again, now, you got to remember where that pay pass come into play. So now, instead of waiting in the long lines, you can just go through with your pay pass and get you a couple cases of that water.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't go through it, but
my point is, I want to just highlight back on that Fukushima reactor, man, is that the only reason why I'm bringing that to the attention is that they are only, they ask for help now, right? But yet the rest of the community, as I say, who protects our water sources, right, said that we're going to let them take care of their own responsibility. But yet, I feel that it's a natural catastrophe that's going to affect everybody.
Well,
you know why they're doing it, right? You know why they're doing it, right?
Well, look, we passed all of that, talking about some, we got beef with your country and all that type of shit. We talk about the natural life substance that the human body needs, which is water. Now,
gee,
we can survive
water
without some food for a while. But then in 72 hours, we're going to need to quench that thirst.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me put it to you like this. Let me put it to you like this, man. Why do you think that they're not going to help? It's two reasons. Two reasons that I've seen. Some other people might have other reasons, but I've seen two reasons. Three, if you think about it. One is because China done went into trade agreements and manufacturing agreements with Africa. North Africa, the Africans, okay? Central and North Africa has been what they call the upcoming manufacturing nations of the world now. See, one of the Rothschild bankers made a presentation to some of the Harvard-Yale students about within the next 50 years that there's going to be a shift in who runs the global economy. And if they don't want that shift to occur, then they better step up to the plate and start doing something, follow the ways of the old. These are words that I quote.
Mm-hmm.
You can go out there and look on YouTube. World Banker makes a stunning announcement, and it's one of the Rothschild brothers. And I'm telling you, they don't look. Just the other day I watched a man come on, and it's on CNN. You can go on some of them CNN archives or YouTube it and just type in, you know, man makes a stunning confession. Confession is any fucking thing, man. Type in the word confession in a dictionary and see what it means. But he said flat out that it's easier to kill a million motherfuckers than it is to help them. Okay?
Well, hey, what'd you call that then, right? Population control.
It all goes back. That's right.
Nah,
it's
population control because you got
to
remember, whoever controls the land masses control the people. And the people fail to be controlled, then therefore what do? You starve them out.
Hey, well, look here then. Tell me this one. I know you know because we sat there and watched that shit together about the Bush family buying up all the water they can, all the land they got water in. They ain't into the oil no more. A lot of people don't know the Bushes ain't into the oil no more. They made their money off oil. But when the Daddy Bush told everybody, we looking and we will be successful with our new world order. We will be. Them motherfuckers started banning up all the land that had water. Fuck the oil. That's why Russia running it. Russia telling us what to do. They won't stop that nuclear waste floating across here. ABC News, Peter Jennings and all of them made little documentaries on his own TV. And it's coming this way.
Yep.
It's coming this way, and they ain't doing shit about it just because of the fact that China started fucking with the dark-skinned people, okay? And China and Russia have decided, fuck the United States money. They ain't tied in to the Federal Reserve, but they're a little bit too powerful together against us. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So they decided to use their own monies to do business with each other. We'll just keep a little, you know, stockpile of American cash laying around and shit just in case we need something from them. And that's how they treat us now. And it's all because of the fact that we deal as slaves through the Federal Reserve banking system, man. All of that goes. You want, like you said, you want to kill a nation, start AF, to cut the water off. That PayPal and shit, is that example you gave is perfect. Because now, when they hold motherfucking marathons and shit, and you running, then you better have a PayPal in your pocket and hope you get to go to Iron Mountain. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be on your wrist. All you got to do is just scan your wrist.
Like, zoop, can I get that bottle of water, please? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's why. See,
it'll automatically be dispensed to you.
That's funny because Dick Gregory just held a press conference and he told everybody start drinking spring water. You know what I'm saying? Myself personally, I noticed that it's hard to find. You get purified water, distilled water, you know what I'm saying? All these other waters, but you very rarely can find spring water. So if you can find spring water, go ahead and load up on it. Because spring water still contains all the minerals and nutrients that come from the earth that our body lives on. We use 65% of the water that we are 85% of. So just like you said, man, water right now is the hot commodity, and everybody worrying about money, and money is just a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
It's a promissory note. So, you know what I'm saying? That water trickling down the mountain, that's going to be the only place that the water is going to be able to come from, just like you said. And whoever owned the land, oh, my God, the queen going to be thirsty one day. He's going to be like, shit, you got to come through me. And that shit is going down. But y'all check out this shit that's going on with these world bankers. Don't just let them tell you what's happening. Try to figure it out for yourself. You know? There's a whole lot of stuff that's going on behind these back doors. And I'm afraid we made mistakes when we elected these elite, these leaders, because they opened it in our face saying, yes, you're going to be detained indefinitely if we think you're a terrorist. So get ready. You know, don't nobody too much know about the European Union or the Trans-American Union. You know, y'all got to start, you know, checking that shit out too. Because a lot of those agreements, like Goofy, you know, got thrown at with a shoe, George Bush, you know, he signed a deal that, you know, if you know, we go into martial law, can't nobody go to Canada or Mexico.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So that lets you know what?
We trapped.
Thank you. So that means you are hostage in your own country.
That's right. And ever since everybody started using that heart technology, don't you know that all the countries that got that shit signed a deal that said we won't use the shit on other countries, but we can test it out on our own soil and to our own fucking people in our own countries. You know what I'm saying? What's up? Come on in.
How do you test the effects of how it affects the humans?
Yeah, that's what they do. They got to know how it's going to affect the human. But since they made an agreement not to take that shit to nobody else's house, then they leave it here. You can try it only in your own house. Like if you want to whoop your own kids for not learning fast enough, whoop your own kids at. But you go outside, you catch your neighbor's kids acting the fool, you put your hands on them, you go in jail.
Yeah.
You just bought a new belt with some holes in it and some spikes on the side. Don't bring that shit to nobody else's house, even in your own. You know? That's what it do. That's what it do. I just need y'all to know that this is all important information. Everybody needs to understand that. What's going down is exactly what's happening, and it's right in our damn faces. Whether we want to believe it or not, we've been forced to be in a situation where we got to make a decision. You know what I'm saying? Are we going to be sheeple as they label us, or is we going to start opening up these doggone pages, start reading some of these books? That these people, and it's sad to say that there's a whole lot of white folks out there that's putting a lot of information out that a whole lot of black folks is But for some strange reason, we've been conditioned to court our killers. So, if you trust the white man's admonition a little bit more than you trust your brother man, then by all means, like Truster said, go to the enemy. You know what I'm saying? But take the information. Eddie Griffin, the comedian, he said, everybody want to be Muslim, call la 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 la. Everybody want to be Christian, they call on Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Everybody want to do this, they want to call on Buddha, Buddha, Buddha. Okay? They all want to talk about the fucking messenger. But did anybody get the message? You know what I'm saying? Get the fucking message, man. Fuck who brought the message, man. You know, that's the problem. That's why preachers get rich. Because they only bring the message. And people pay them to keep bringing the message. And damn if it ain't the same fucking message. I'm going to trick you into believing that you will never get the same message. Hey, I'm going to complete this text next week on Hood Talk Radio. Now on the other news, and you know, and then at the end of the show, if you want to listen to next week's broadcast next week, send us 99 cents.
Yep.
You know what I mean? That's how they get you. You know what I mean? We ain't asking you for nothing. Just pay attention and check the shit out for yourself. That's it. You know, it's a lot of things that's right in your face. You know what I'm saying? And we refuse, not necessarily to believe it, but even to take a look at the shit, man, because we scared we're going to find out something we don't want to know. It's like going to the doctor, man. If you cough up a motherfucking glob of blood and you ain't never been sick in your life, but you scared to go to the doctor, how long do you think you're going to be coughing up blood for you can't cough no more? You know what I mean? You shouldn't be worried about that. Go to the doctor. See what's up with yourself. You know what I'm saying? Open up a book. Read. YouTube is on damn near every fucking phone they got out here now. Just like Facebook and Instagram, they got all these apps. Pop open YouTube. Pop open Google and type in something you want to know about. Why do my feet hurt? You can get some information. You know? That's what it's all about, y'all. That's what it's all about. Al, you want to say something? We got 5 minutes. You want to say something before we get out of here? Brother Cheese?
Uh-huh. Yep.
You got something?
Yeah, I see something out there for everybody to just stay positive. You know, regardless of your trials and tribulations that you've been through, shit, always look positive and look towards the light. And if education is what you need, that is what you proceed upon.
I'm into that. No, the only thing that I can add is you cannot sharpen yourself hanging around those people who are weak. So I believe in hanging around strong-minded individuals who can not only teach, but who know something, because that's the only way I can continue to learn. If I hang around people who know less than I do, then I'm in bad shape. But when I hang around T's and Emacs, I learned something, and that keeps me going. So that's all I can add to it today.
Shit, we learn from you too, Al. You should know, but if you don't, you know now.
We
learn from you too, man. You know what I'm saying? It's all about what. Now, it's funny because I wanted to mention, I'm gonna do this before we get out of here. Don't always be willing to sit in a fucking church for a free meal after the preacher preach. If you hungry, go to the preacher and say, "Preacher, is it okay if I eat before you preach?" And if he say no, walk out the damn door. Find somewhere else to find you a free meal. Now, I encourage everybody, and I'm going to use a biblical word, I admonish you. I admonish everybody. Because if you hungry and you go to the preacher and he tell you you can't eat before he talk,
oh!
That shit wasn't set up for you. Sorry to say, but that's just the truth of the motherfucking matter, man. You know what I'm saying? You know me. This hood talk is why we called it that. Ain't nobody care about all that crazy shit. Yep, my daughter got it. 100 degrees in the house. Wow. But yes, y'all, man, open up some pages, man. Follow some links. You know what I'm saying? If you want to laugh about it, laugh about it, but at least you'll be laughing about something, you know. Hey, man, you know, you know what I'm saying? For real. Like I always say, when the motherfuckers come kicking your door in saying, give me all your motherfucking guns and shit, and you sitting there rolling up a Kush blunt, don't get mad at me because I tried to tell you. Now, look up the stories about the bankers because when we're done with the show, I'm definitely going to do that. I'm definitely going to do that. I got about 10, maybe 15 minutes of it, and I say, wow, and it just threw me off. It threw me off. Plus, you know what I'm saying, just making a little 10-minute promo. And I really wish that we could all get together, man, and do this and hold some type of forum, man, where we can invite other people to, you know what I'm saying, express themselves on a stage, you know what I mean?
Right.
You could take Hood Talk Radio straight to a stage. Let's do this. Let's set it up. We need y'all help. Y'all know what to do. Email me something. A message letter. Tell me you're interested into it. TheImage110@gmail.com. That's TheImijj110@gmail.com. Let me know. You know what I'm saying? Y'all interested in some things like that. I'm sure and I'm absolutely certain that we can get the whole head crew together, as Al called us. And we can bring you some real shit straight from the hood, man. Hood minds and hood mobility, you know what I'm saying? Don't take hood, you know what I'm saying, the wrong way, man. We talking about community. When you talking about hood, we just shortening neighborhoods because it seemed like Mr. Rogers. You know, we don't live in no neighborhood, seriously. Because I don't know where we live in fucking Gulag or whatever they use, the Gulag or whatever they call them prisons over there. So they're trying to turn us into their monkeys now, man. They're doing this. So we ain't doing each other fast enough no more, so now they're speeding up the pace. They're making the pace hectic. You know what I'm saying? So we got about 20 seconds. This your boy E-Max. Everybody introduce yourself.
Al Porter.
Mr. Cheese.
Right, y'all. This is your boy, E-Max, man. Hood Talk Radio out for the night. We appreciate
that.
Thank you all. You know what I'm saying? Come back Friday night. Hood Tunes. E-Max. And we out of here. Peace.
Cheese. Out. Peace.